situation of Conker Manhattan.
He takes chances that would make a less daring man shudder.
To think about the arc of where he's been, it's like some sort of mythical story or something.
This sounds like political presidential talk to me.
Donald Trump seems to always get stronger when challenged.
My God, that guy's got resilience.
Those who deal with you underestimate you and look to regret it.
It's always good to be underestimated. It is not about politics. It's about our love for this great country, America, and we're not going to let it fail. I will fight like no one has ever fought before.
Trump is the bodyguard of Western civilization.
You want to talk about a fighter? A walk through fire. He's an absolute savage.
He knows that this is much bigger than him. This is about the American people. They have no idea what they have unleashed. He was ready to go face the cameras and come out swinging.
What will future Americans say we did in our brief time here on Earth? It will be defined by your vision, your perseverance, and your grit. Nothing will sway us, nothing will slow us, and no one will ever stop us. We are Americans. Ambition is our heritage. Greatness is our birthright. And the future belongs to us.
Good morning, Patriots. Our president, our wonderful president, posted that this morning. I wanted to make sure that you guys saw it and enjoyed it. And, you know, our president, thankfully, is here with us. In my very strong opinion, he is bulletproof. He is the chosen one to lead us into the promised land, basically. And we're not, there's nothing that can happen to him. Okay. So that's just a fact. I really do believe that with all my heart. So that I remember the day. This was a year ago today, and I think everyone remembers where they were when they heard the news that President Trump had been shot, and I just knew. I said, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. I just know this from my heart, that he is going to lead us into this beautiful golden age. And so, yeah, so this was a year ago today, and so there have been some six put on leave. There are different things that are going on. They say, you know, there's a new person in leadership over it now. So we'll see what happens. But I wanted what happens with the Secret Service. But I want you to see this post, 2190. Very, very, very interesting. Very coincidental. Hey, Patriots. I'm glad to see you. I've already jumped right in. I'm like ready to go. I'm Melissa Redpill the world. I'll tell you that in just a second. But anyway, for those of you who are not familiar with this post, this is 2190. It says, Anons, pick up your carpet bombs. Picked up on the carpet bombs for you and you alone. Fight, fight, fight. That's just too coincidental. What we're experiencing is literally biblical. If you guys are new to the channel, I'm Melissa Redpill the world, and this is my channel right here, freedomforce.live, L-I-V-E, live, or you can also find it at melissaredpill.com, melissaredpill.com, and so definitely check into all the resources that we have over there, because we're talking about how this is biblical, and a lot of people think that just means monumental when 17 told us that on the board 9 times, but it isn't. It's really, truly, literally biblical, and the Lord helped me after many, 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 many years of studying God's Word and teaching God's Word, that He helped me to decode the book of Revelation, and thankfully, I'm not controlled by any of these people. I can just speak the truth from my, you know, from my heart and from the research that I've done, and the Lord helping me to understand it. So, if you want to go over there and find out what I'm talking about, that's not what this video is about. But go and check out freedomforce.live. Go to the end times intro right there, and you can see videos where I talk about it, plus the books that I have written. You can get them for $2.99 on Amazon, and really understand the truth finally about end times. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. That's what's where we're headed. The golden age. We're not going to have where it's going to be the end of humanity. And President Trump says, we love America. America has this destiny. It's really, to be honest, it's not America, it's America, because it's the bundle of Omer grain right behind me, that we are the bundle of grain, the amber waves of grain to save humanity. This is our destiny, and nothing can stop it. this is God's destiny. And they've tried to stop it for thousands of years, and that enemy cannot stop what is coming. They can't. So it's very, very, very good news. Don't forget to hit the like button, everybody. Hit the like right now before we get going real, real good, because you know what will happen? I'll absolutely forget. So definitely hit the like button right now. Don't forget to always share. Thank you so much for doing that. And make sure you're subscribed and your bell is rung. If you're new here, definitely join with me on all these great things that we're doing. And all my social media is over on freedomforce.live right here, okay, under social media. Over 1,000 videos about how this is biblical. And any questions you have about end times is pretty much answered right there on that, right in that section. All right, so today we are talking about Nicole Shanahan and her amazing article that she posted about geoengineering and who's behind it and how we stop it. Now, this has come up because of this terrible tragedy in Kerrville, Texas. And there's a lot of things going back and forth. And they've said, oh, it's an act of God. The other people say it was, which I do not like that phrase at all, putting the guilt on the Lord. I don't believe that at all. I believe that there was something nefarious that went on. And this article right here that she wrote really will help you to have the evidence of that, the proof of that. And she's got documentation, she's got whistleblower evidence, and this is the unfortunate truth of what we're up against and what President Trump is up against. And so there's so many people who want this thing to go faster, and they don't realize the evil that he is up against. And also that they've taken your tax dollars and mine, and they have put us in a terrible quandary. Because they put all this money into this geoengineering. And it's not just to help grow bigger, tomatoes. We have the water, the tomatoes. Now, in my opinion, before we even get started, I'm going to say that I think that that guy, the rainmaker guy, I think he's doing a good job at the lower altitudes. He sprays, maybe you say, okay, I don't want him putting all this silver or aluminum, I'm sorry, into the atmosphere. I think he said it was like 70 grams. It's such a small, minuscule part, but it's enough to cause the condensation and the rain to come. So I think that is fine. And he actually said that it's a good thing for us to take dominion over the earth. The Lord told us to take dominion over the earth. And so I don't really have a problem with what he is doing. But I think they want our attention drawn to him instead of what Nicole Shanahan is exposing right here. And that's why I said I'm going to take this whole Sunday morning. We're going to talk a little bit about Epstein at the end, but I want to talk about, and also the exposure that Tucker and... Anyway, that happened this weekend. I'm going to show you that at the end. But anyway, so I want you to see this, because this is what we're up against, not this rainmaker guy. That's a red herring. That's to draw us off and to get us off of the track. Typical. That's typical what they do. All right. So this is her article right here, Nicole Shanahan, and I posted it over on my Melissa Red Pill. Let me go ahead and show you before we get started. Make sure you are following my Melissa Red Pill. I had to get a whole new phone number to be able to get an account back, but there it is right there. And I'm going to go ahead and post this for you guys so you can see it. So right here is the link. I'm going to pop the link into the chat so you can. It's really important that you read this whole article. So we'll go over it today, but it's very important that you have it and you really bookmark it. Actually, bookmark it right here. There's a bookmark. And so you can add this to your bookmark folder and make sure that you go back and have this data for future reference. All right. Now, I'm going to read a big portion of this, and we'll talk about it as we go. Okay. This is what Nicole Shanahan says. She's the one who ran along with Robert Kennedy Jr., and they were talking about MAHA. But she's also, really high up. She's very in the collegiate world, the wealth. She's up with the high up muckety mucks, okay, especially in Silicon Valley. So she's very connected, and she's very well spoken. She's very highly intelligent, and she connected with a whistleblower. Let's see what they said. Over the past month, I've been in contact with a government whistleblower, an individual who has held high-level security clearances and has spent over a decade consulting directly with major federal agencies. Okay, over a decade, this person has been consulting directly with these federal agencies. It's several federal agencies involved. Okay. Their experience spans the Department of Defense, the Department of Energy, NOAA, N-O-A-A, and the intelligence community. With their permission, I've agreed to share here on X the information they provided to me as they, and I believe it raises serious concerns. Of course, we've been screaming about this for a very, very long time. We've been sitting here looking at what's going on in the skies. And what's happening in the skies is much higher than what this young man, Rainmaker, is doing. What, you know, the control that they have is at the federal airspace. And to be honest, what I believe is happening is even beyond. It's above the government, in my opinion, but we'll get to that. While the whistleblower did not disclose any classified information, what they did provide was a roadmap to navigate the tangled mess that is our government's geoengineering programs. They tell me it's a geoengineering program. They've been denying it, but this is what it is. They told me that despite President Trump's 2020 directive, his executive order to halt taxpayer-funded climate change initiatives, federal grants for solar radiation management, did you hear that? Solar radiation management. Right? The sun, blocking out the sun, in other words. Stratospheric aerosol injection, with a spraying, right? Stratospheric aerosol injection, remember that word, S-A-I, and other geoengineering technologies are still being issued, even though President Trump put an executive order. They don't care. Again, that's what makes me say, there's two reasons that I say that this is super above our government. They don't feel that they are beholden to our government, okay? They don't feel that President Trump has the authority. And so then also they're going to change the wording. They're like, oh, we're not doing stratospheric aerosol injection because they're going to change the wording. It's the same thing. Tomato, tomato, it's the same thing. The programs haven't stopped. They've just been rebranded. Geoengineering is now called climate intervention. This is why they've been screaming for years, climate change, getting all the kids in school, you know, brainwashed into climate change because it's a huge boondoggle and it's a way to really damage humanity, damage the ability to grow crops, you know, cause all these storms, you know, a lot of things. And even they say worse than missiles. But anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. SRM is now referred to as solar radiation modification. Okay? Okay, instead of this, what it was saying up here, instead of solar radiation management, they call it solar radiation modification. And SAI is now stratospheric aerosol intervention. These semantic shifts aren't scientific, they're semantic. It's just words. It's just a wordplay. They are designed to obfuscate the truth. Hide the truth, and to shield these programs from Freedom Information Act requests, media scrutiny, and public opposition, right? Because it's so hard for us to push back on any of this. And that is where our role is so vital. It's for us to take this information and to share this information. Now, this post has already gotten 2 million views, but a lot of people I know maybe didn't really absorb all of it. There are a lot of pieces to this post, and I want to make. That's why I'm making this video. So yeah, I want you to share this so people understand what is going on with this geoengineering program. Okay, that your tax dollars and mine are paying for, and it's damaging our health and our safety. And Kerrville is one example, and North Carolina is another, and Lahaina is another, and Los Angeles is another. I don't have to go into all the examples of how there's been very strange weather incidences that make you think something fishy is going on, and it is. The whistleblower provided me with federal grant data. Grant data. Follow the money. When you see where the money goes, then you see what is going on. They showed millions of taxpayer dollars flowing to universities under these new labels. One organization stood out, the University Corporation of Atmospheric Research, UCAR. Okay, remember that one, UCAR. University Corporation of Atmospheric Research. This nonprofit, right, Bill, your hair should stand on end when they talk about nonprofits. That's another thing. It's always up to no good. Consortium of 130 colleges and universities manages the National Center of Atmospheric Research. Got that? National Center for Atmospheric Research on behalf of the National Science Foundation. Much of this goes through the National Science Foundation. UCAR has received more than $230 million in direct federal awards. Yet much of this documentation about their work is inaccessible without an internal login. It's all kept under lock and key, top secret. Even so, their public-facing pages and scientific papers reveal clear participation in stratospheric aerosol assessments and other geoengineering research. Okay, even their public-facing pages reveal that this is what's going on. Okay, the University to Geoengineering Pipeline is a real problem, and that's the one I discussed with Dane Wigington on Back to the People a few weeks ago. Now, Dane Wigington, I think I'm telling you right, is under Geoengineering Watch. Let me see if I make sure. I think it's geoengineeringwatch.org. Let me make sure that that's right. And I think he is the head of that Safe News Guard, whatever. Okay, crud. It's going to make me do that. Okay, so let me see if I can, let me go back. I shouldn't be doing this on the fly. In geoengineering. Let's just see if I can find, here we go. Geoengineeringwatch.org. That's it. It seems like it wouldn't let me in. Okay, here we go. Okay, maybe I typed it in wrong. All right, so this is, I believe, I could be wrong. I think this is Dane Wigington's website. And so he's had 50 million people, visitors to this site over all these years since he created this. And so if you really want to know more about this, I'll actually pop the link over into the chat. And Songbird, if you don't mind popping that over into the comments section, darling, thank you. Anyway, so this is where if someone says, oh, you're full of it, you're crazy, you know, say, look, go to this website and you can get all the information if you care to open your eyes and see. Maybe don't be that rude, but anyway, maybe having an attitude is not going to help. But anyway, the point is that's what we need people to see. All right, so let me see. Now, this one is the one Back to the People, and here is Dane Wigington, where she interviewed him, and his website is Back to the People. Okay, so let's watch this one.
And I think that this message is very important to get through to young people right now. Very important to get through to young people right now. Because they are being recruited at an alarming rate. If you're at Harvard today or at Stanford, there is a geoengineering group at both of these schools, and they're recruiting young people to either one, be activists for geoengineering, or they're being recruited to work at the firms that are responsible for conducting the geoengineering. That's where some of our best scientists and young people are going these days. They're being misdirected. How do we stop the fear-mongering that states that don't throw the baby out with the bathwater?
Okay, so what she's saying is a lot of these youth and they're in the school system are being indoctrinated to think, oh, the world is going to end because of climate change and we've got to save the world. And so they use the youth who have these great skills, and they have them brainwashed into thinking that they're actually benefiting humanity. They're not thinking they're doing anything wrong. They're thinking that they're benefiting humanity. All right. And so that's where she's asking Dane Wigington what we can do to push back.
We know these programs are ongoing. We would argue at geoengineeringwatch.org that climate engineering, solar radiation management, is a recipe for near-term planetary omnicide. So not only is it ubiquitously contaminating the entire biosphere, no exceptions everywhere, but it's also destroying the ozone layer, which by itself is a near-term existential threat. There are many forms of human activity that are problematic for the ozone layer, but nothing mathematical even compares mathematically to what climate engineering is doing. And this is a known consequence of climate engineering. The climate science community admits that if we geoengineer it, as if we haven't been for decades, that this would occur.
Right. So this is what he means is the existential threat. It's a threat to our existence, okay? And so it's damaging our entire atmosphere. And so this is what Dane Wigington is trying to help people. You know, he's been blowing the whistle for a very, very long time. So yeah, that's what they're talking about, is how but it gets worse than that. If they have too many bullets against us in the chamber that can destroy humanity. All right, so according to the whistleblower, this network of programs is far more advanced and coordinated than the public has been led to believe. In addition to internal files and historical documentation, they directed me to the Harris-Biden administration's mandated 2023 SRM report, which outlines the federal agencies currently involved in the geoengineering, climate intervention, solar radiation management, and stratospheric aerosol injection. These include NOAA, NASA, National Science Foundation, the U.S. Geological Survey Group, and the Department of Energy. So all these agencies are clearly involved in doing this, okay? And I'm going to click real super quick on this link right here, and I'll pop this into the chat also. Here is this report in case you wanted to read it. It's 44 pages. Congressionally mandated research plan and initial research governance framework related to solar radiation modification. So they admit here that they are doing that, okay? And then that gives the report on what they have been doing. So that'd be another good dive to go into. All right. So now NOAA was emphasized as a critical place to start digging, an agency that has taken deliberate steps to discourage public inquiry into its archives. One document that was highlighted, titled Weather Modification, published in 1979, describes nearly 100 geoengineering projects. That was 1979. Okay, so I'm going to click on that one. So that link right there will take you to another rabbit hole where you can read this document, which is Weather Modification Program Policies and Programs from November 1979. This is what they've been doing this for a very, very long time. That's a 147-page article right there. 100 different geoengineering projects were happening at that point. You can read that document. These include, are y'all ready for this? Are y'all ready? Are you sitting down? I don't want you to fall. This is bad. They include hurricane manipulation, radioactive and electromagnetically enhanced fog dispersal. Y'all hear that? Radioactive and electromagnetically enhanced fog dispersal, microwave chaff deployment, supersonic ice nucleation, and conventional cloud seeding operations. That report was released nearly 50 years ago. Since then, both the funding and the technology have expanded significantly. Today, NOAA insists it doesn't fund geoengineering. However, it is currently allocating an estimated $1.2 million to solar radiation research, with up to four projects, each receiving $300,000 apiece. NOAA disclosed this funding in a webinar last year, and here's the clip of it right here. So I want you to hear this lady right here.
Radiative balance of the atmosphere, as well as study the potential impact from these events and activities on the Earth system. ERB coordinates research activities across six of NOAA's labs, which is managed by my colleague, Dr. Greg Frost, and oversees external grant awards with academic and industry partners here in the Climate Program Office. Our FY25 competition, which I'll wait till we switch to the slides here. So for our FY25 call, we are soliciting proposals focused on bringing together modelers and observationalists. We're motivated by the opportunity to take advantage of the growing abundance of atmospheric field campaign monitoring and satellite data to look at projects that incorporate observational constraints to improve the understanding and representation of chemical and physical processes and models, with the end goal then of developing better models with which to interrogate questions around solar radiation modification, or SRM. With regards to SRM approaches, we're primarily interested in stratospheric aerosol injection or marine cloud brightening, though we won't turn away compelling cloud thinning proposals either. Proposals can focus directly on the processes leading to improved.
Okay, she is. Her voice is not really easy to follow. It's so much. So let me just read it to you, and where you can actually understand what she's saying. The stratospheric aerosol injection. Okay, you want the $300,000. If you want the $300,000, here's what you do. You put a proposal together that you can do all these great things for them. The stratospheric aerosol injection and marine cloud brightening. marine cloud brightening. I don't know exactly what that is, but I have a feeling it's why, oh, you shouldn't have to wear sunglasses. You know, when I was a kid, I didn't feel like I always had to wear sunglasses. It's so bright because of the reflection off of what they're putting into the air. Sometimes you're just like, it's giving me a headache from all this. Number two, cirrus cloud thinning. CCT is cirrus cloud thinning and mixed phase cloud thinning. Okay, because you know they want this all to spread out, and you've watched it, I'm sure, just like I have, where you see the chemtrail come along, and all of a sudden it starts to thin out like cotton candy, right? And it just goes out and out. So they want to have people who can do the research on how to get this thinned out even more, and just spread more covered more territory and have it drop. I'll tell you this: yesterday it rained like a gully washer here in the Houston area, and immediately, I'm like, I have to go take a nap. I don't know what they sprayed on us, but I feel like I'm going to spray like a bug. I've got to go take a nap. I couldn't even keep my eyes open. I don't know what was in that, what they sprayed, but it was bad. So they've got it where it's, you know, whatever it is, it's having an effect. I can tell. Proposals. Also, you can do a proposal focused on natural analogs and related events relevant to SRM, like wildfires, volcanic eruptions, ship tracks, and rocket emissions will also be considered. So if you want that $300,000, if they want you to help them to do this research on how you can help, ostensibly it's like to stop wildfires, but really that's not what it is. Yeah, it's the opposite. You know, they're using this research to help them to expand this damage to humanity. That's what this is about. Okay, so this is clearly money that is out there that for people who have this, you know, this perspective. And, you know,
that's right.
I'm sure most of them think that they're doing this to help humanity. But unfortunately, that's not the case. That's what, you know, many of us have been in that situation for years that you're thinking you're doing something to benefit and it's actually having a harmful effect. And, you know, the Lord is not judging us based upon, you know, what we are doing as much as what our heart is in it. And so it's time for us to wake up and realize how they've been using all of our efforts for evil. Anyway, NASA also plays a critical logistical role with a fleet of high-altitude long-range aircraft and global networks of satellites. The agency is uniquely positioned to support large-scale deployment and monitoring of SRM technologies. So what they're saying is from these satellites that are controlled by NASA. Of course, we know who else controls a lot of them is Elon, right? Well, we just talked about that just the other day. That was the post that I did that went viral, kind of 200,000 people saw it, that those satellites were potentially going to be used as like an echo device to trigger who knows what. And that's really what was told to us on the board long ago, and I didn't connect it, but that's really what this is about, is why he's getting all these subsidies is not, you know, for just communication, but for something much more nefarious, it appears. Anyway, so NASA has still a lot of these satellites, and they can, but I'm throwing all the satellites into the bucket, that they can be used for SRM technologies. The SRM report even references National Academy's publication describing NASA's involvement in climate-related flight operations and airborne labs. Airborne labs, they do labs like to create, and Robert Thiel, was that his name? Peter Thiel just put in millions of dollars to create some kind of drugs in the atmosphere. I don't really know why they would need to be in the atmosphere to do that. But anyway, I'm going to click on that publication. So here's that publication about the NASA's Earth Science Priorities that shows evidence of what they're doing. You can download it for free. Anyway, so I won't go into all that this right now, but this is where they're involved in deploying the SRM, the solar radiation management from these satellites. Okay. And to really darken the earth, I'm going to read to you in the Bible where it talks about, you know, the sun will grow dark and the moon will no longer shine. That's why it's hard for us to have a clear sky. We know that. It's maddening. It's a gray wall prison cell. Anyway, none of this is speculation. It is it affects our health for sure because we need the sun. Get out in the sun. The sun is good for you. It's vitamin D. And it makes you happy, too. It helps it with to clear depression. None of this is speculation. It's documented, federally coordinated, and strategically concealed behind euphemistic labels. These programs haven't been discontinued. They've been renamed and reframed. So the history, now she goes into the history of it. And this is way back, I think, from like the 70s. Check out some of these things that were exposed in congressional testimony. None of this is new. Our government has been investing in weather modification for over a half century, quietly and expansively with almost no public oversight. A 1964, that's a long time ago, a congressional hearing by the Senate Subcommittee on Irrigation and Reclamation revealed astonishing testimony about the scale and ambition of federal efforts, even at that time. Look at this. I'm going to make this a little bit bigger so you can see it. When three scientists of General Electric, right? This trusted brand that makes your toaster. Look what else they're involved in. Look what else. It says they tried a controlled experiment in controlling a hurricane that succeeded. And then their plan, the storm came back along the borders of the U.S. at a considerable height. If it had stayed down low, General Electric might have had some real lawsuits against them. They asked the government to do it, and the government said, no, it's dangerous, and we will not do it either. There was no work done. I was only hopeful that the interior would feel, damn the consequences, full speed ahead. That's what they did. Anybody would say this is extremely dangerous, extremely outrageous for them to do this, and they don't care. They do not care. They're just going to continue anyway. All right, so I want you to see that one, that post. Let me see if I can get back out. Okay. During that hearing in the National Science Foundation, it was officially designated that as the lead federal agency responsible for weather modification research. This helps explain why so many of today's geoengineering grants are routed through the National Science Foundation rather than more obvious environmental or energy-related agencies. This is why it's going through the National Science Foundation. Okay? Because they're responsible for the weather modification. As early as 1959, the NSF was funded large-scale cloud seeding programs, awarding millions to universities for experiments involving the dispersal of silver iodide, hail suppression, and the manipulation of tropical storms and hurricanes back in 1959. And we know about the father of weather modification, he didn't call it weather weapons, they didn't call it weather, was it the father of weather, anyway, he started it. Yeah, I guess it was weather weapons because they were using this in the Vietnam War for the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Okay, so they add the silver iodide and that makes condensation like on your Coke can, and it causes the condensation and then the rain to come, and that's what they were using in war, and that's what we're going to show here in a minute. More of that. These programs were already accelerated by the 1960s. By 62, NSF had more than doubled its weather modification funding compared to 1961. In its annual report, the agency stated plainly, the promise of useful weather modification techniques is sufficiently great that research into its full potential should be pushed urgently. Urgently. Now, you might think, oh, well, as long as it's in the hands of the good guys, then it's okay. But it's not. You know, and if they were doing it to stop a hurricane, that'd be great. But they're not. They're using it to gin up a hurricane. They're using it to start to cause an earthquake. They're using it to cause all this evil. This is the great true news about the golden age. There'll be no more wars. Isaiah 2 says they'll beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. All these things that they've been using to cause war is going to be, it's over. All right? So just hang on tight. President Trump's going to solve this. We're going to fix this. Anyway, he's even went so far as to claim the large-scale weather control might equal or surpass atomic energy. Yeah. Yeah. You think of those dew weapons? You can see. I'm going to show you a video of a dew weapon here in a second. You're going to be like, wow. That's outrageous. And its potential to solve global problems such as population explosion. What? What do you mean? What do you mean? You're saying you want to stop the growth of humanity? You're wanting to stop the population from expanding? Using this this thing like an atomic energy to stop the expansion of humanity? These people are sick. This is like the worst Saturday morning cartoon you ever saw. That they're trying to rule the world. Ah, the mad scientists. The promise of useful, look, get a load of this. The promise of useful weather modification techniques is sufficiently great that research to its full potential should be pushed urgently. Okay, that's not the one. There was another one. I guess a little farther down. He said he said the ultimate threat was weather manipulation, not missiles. You could control the march of armies and everything with weather modification. There you go. Okay, more there. It gets worse. Okay, weather manipulation, not the ICBM. Look at this right here. According to Anderson, von Neumann had warned that weather manipulation, not the ICBM, not these missiles, would be the ultimate weapon for the protection of the free world. Okay, for the protection of the free world. In other words, the protection of the New World Order controlling everything, because everybody knows that they are in control and they can zap anybody at any moment. And that this is where we're headed, is that because we'll realize that these storms have been man-made, then those who, if anyone does have a storm or something like that, then we'll know, we'll get to the bottom of who's responsible. And it's not you and me, right? And of course, we know that the New World Order is going to be gone. The Bible clearly says these people will be gone. So I want you to see that. That's where we're headed, that we'll realize that this was all done intentionally. This was not an act of God. This was not a natural occurrence. These things have been manipulated and done to us. And they ginned it up and ginned it up and ginned it up to the point that now we finally realize it because of what they're doing in the sky and all that. It's clear for anyone to see. And now we can see because of this whistleblower connecting some of these dots and pointing us in the direction of these reports that have been public for public view. We just didn't know where they were. Other expert witnesses echoed the concern. Dr. Irving Langmuir, whatever his name is, he's a Nobel Prize winning chemist and early cloud seeding researcher, was quoted as saying that the real long-term threat wasn't from missiles, but from weather control. In his own words, one could control the march of armies and everything using weather modification. All right, but years ago, I think it was the Lost in Space. Remember the Lost in Space episodes with that little robot thing with the arms that would flail around and all that? It was such a goofy little show. But I remember an episode, and I have not been able to find it. I think it was Lost in Space. Anyway, it was something like that. One of those old-timey shows that's, you know, kind of outdated and funny. That they had the people all saying we're gonna fight back. There's the bad guys are here, the aliens or whatever, and they're gonna fight them and we're gonna win. And all of a sudden they said, you don't understand what you're up against. You are up against a force that you have no idea what it is. And then they said, what do you mean? You know, we're strong, we're able, we're capable. And it's funny, I can remember that almost the whole thing as if it was yesterday, but I haven't seen it for 20 something years. And all of a sudden, they said, well, we'll show you what our power is about. And then you'll realize that you have to acquiesce, you have to buckle, you have to bow the knee, you have to do whatever we say. You have to be our slaves. And so they shot this dew weapon, basically, at this rock, and it burst into a million pieces. And all of a sudden, the people were all afraid and cowered and said, well, we have to submit to you. It was weird. It was, you know, and I remember how that was like crazy, but that is what is behind all of this, is that they would have all this power. And President Trump knows this. I don't care what he's saying. He knows all about it. He knows all about it. And that's why he knows how to methodically, step by step, dismantle this entire evil system. He knows. Okay. All right. So, he's working on it. And that's what we're going to do. All right, so here's where she's also talking about geophysical warfare has been around a long time. And what was evolved from it was a fundamentally altered everything we thought we knew about weather. For starters, geoengineering is not strictly reserved for the battlefield. Check this out.
When we think about weather modification, there's really two sides of it. There's the climate side of it, and there's also the military side of it, the national security as well as the weapons. Portion. Based on your research, is what we're seeing today more of one or the other, or did one evolve into the other?
One evolved into the other. What we're looking at and what goes back into ancient history is geophysical warfare. This has always been a military project. It's always been a dream of military planners to be able to control the weather and to control geophysical conditions. I note in my book that there were instances of ancient armies diverting rivers or causing rivers to rise or fall, and then using that to a military advantage, as well as there was another instance that I stumbled across of someone causing a landslide to fall upon their enemy. So, yeah, it's about using your environment. I mean, you know, it's like most people know that weapons are all around you in your environment. You know what I mean? And it's just a matter of picking it up and using it as a weapon, you know, that turns it into a weapon. And so, you know, the environment is the environment. It's all around you. If you can weaponize the environment, you can use that to great military advantage.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, that's unfortunately what we're up against. And, you know, they can do it where you don't even realize it. You can't pinpoint where it's coming from. Like I knew yesterday, I can tell that something that they had put into the rain, you think, oh, it's just raining. What are you doing? I know it's something in that rain that is making me feel like, you know, really, really tired. And so it gets even worse than that. And I posted something about that on the social media this morning. And it's got to be stopped. I mean, it just has to be stopped. And, you know, people, you know, thought, oh, these fires were natural. We know better. The fires in Lahaina, the fires in Southern California. Despite all these claims made during the legal and ethical concerns were brushed aside, senators acknowledged the liability could become a problem if weather modification went wrong. What could go wrong, right? However, they repeatedly suggested that legal issues could be addressed later. Let's do that later. First of all, it's urgent. We need to get this done now. Here it's 50, 60 years later, and that they still haven't addressed the legal concerns. What do you do about the people who've been damaged from this? What do you do about the people who've lost lives from these terrible storms? What do you do with the people who've lost properties? What do you do about that? Well, they are never taking responsibility. And so now they're to the point that they know that they would be held accountable for what they've done. So that's why they're fighting so hard to stop Trump and MAGA. At no point did they consider public input, environmental safety, or long-term impacts of aerosolized metals used in these operations. The obsession with weather control was, and arguably still is, driven by militarized industrial mindset. Nature is treated not as something to be preserved, but as a system to be engineered. For example, the Colorado River offers a prime example. You know, they've tried to produce rainfall since the 1940s, and the river's still in decline. They sometimes have an opposite effect of what they intend, right? One of the most shocking pieces of information that the whistleblower provided in 1974 before the U.S. Senate Committee on Oceans and International Environment, where lawmakers addressed the pressing need for international treaty to ban the use of environmental and geophysical weapons as weapons of war. While Congress expressed strong support of the ban, the executive branch was unwilling to take the initiative. Now, I think, okay, this is 1974. I think that's around the time was that Nixon? Or was that maybe Johnson? Maybe Johnson was before that. Either way, no one has had the willingness, ability to tackle this problem. They've known about this for a long time, but the general public has not been aware. Now we are. Now that's why we're sharing this. Thank you so much, Nicole Shanahan, for sharing this. I've got this video. I pray that you will help me to share this information so we can get this truth out there, okay? Because a lot of people, even though it's 2 million saw this, there's a lot more people that need to see this information. While Congress expressed strong support of a ban, they were unwilling. Okay, so furthermore, it was disclosed that the Department of Defense requested the inclusion of vague or flexible language in any treaty, such as, oh, where feasible, oh, where to the greatest extent possible. So that gives them it's a pointless document. They can do whatever they please in war, right? And so even in various regions in the United States. All right, so here's another one. Look at this one. As far as I can recall, it is fairly standard language in these treaties to modify those absolute obligations by words such as to the maximum extent possible and all this. So this is 1974, or where practicable. That's how they get around, you know, following the rules, okay? The most provocative testimony came from Gordon MacDonald. This is the one I posted this morning on my social media, and I want you guys to share that out. Listen to this. He discussed the use of electromagnetic frequencies to influence human brain activity. Electromagnetic frequencies to influence human brain activity. So it's not just when it's raining. It's, you know, and so literally sometimes on the most beautiful day, I'll get this terrible, terrible headache. What? I'm like, and sometimes I'll hear this. Y'all ever do that? Do y'all ever hear this high-pitched, what is that? What is that? Right? Something fishy has been going on for a very long time. That is one of the reasons I talk so much about, what is it right now? This is the Pure Body Extra. This is what to get the metals out of your system. Okay, it's called Pure Body Extra. Let me see if I can put it right here so you can see it. Right there. Nope. Okay, there it is. The Pure Body Extra. This is at the nanocellular level. It removes heavy metals. And it's actually on $5 today. I'm gonna give you a link to it right now before I forget. Here it is. Today I think is the last day. And so you can get it. You have to sign up for it, but if you want to keep it, you know, I do it every day. But at least get a bottle for $5. Okay. So here is the $5 metal detox. Okay. And so to help your body not to be like a remote control car. This is so important. Songbird, if you don't mind sharing that over in the comment section. Thank you, darling. Anyway, so this is how we have to remove all this from us because it helps you to overcome the things that they're doing by putting all these metals on you. And then they can just, think of it like this. Remember that little game that we used to play we had a little magnet and you would just pull the magnetic filament around. That's basically what they can do. And you don't see the little the little thing going through the sky, but they can do that, and it affects your brain, and it causes having metals in your brain. We're breathing in all the time. That causes you to have potentially neurological issues, Alzheimer's, all kinds of issues that it has. You've got to get the arsenic, the aluminum, the chromium, the mercury, the lead, the cadmium out of your body. It was never intended to be in your body. So it accumulates and it makes things not work properly and also makes you muddleheaded. So that's what they want. They want us muddleheaded. All right. So I want you to see that. Listen to this. One can imagine, I got to finish reading what he said. He described the potential for global scale manipulation of neurological states, provoking erratic behavior, disrupting cognition. In other words, muddleheaded, where you can't think. Anybody ever feel like that? And generating widespread adverse psychological effects. Why is everybody so Looney Tunes? Yes, it's the vaccines, but they've been putting mercury in people's bodies, but it's also all the things that they're spraying on us. So detox, detox, detox. And I don't know of another one that removes heavy metals. I don't know of another one. There are a lot that removes pathogens, but I don't know another one that does heavy metals, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's another one, but anyway, this one does it at the nanocellular level. Okay. And all these psychological effects, look at our society. We have been under so much duress. My dear friend, Dr. Laura, and I just was texting her something, and she said she doesn't feel any of this effects. She's in Colombia right now, and she doesn't feel any of those effects there. Now, yes, they're chemtrailing, but they are not maybe putting all of this onto them like they are here. Anyway, his testimony suggested that these emerging technologies could one day be used not only for environmental warfare, but also for tools of psychological manipulation. One can imagine certain kinds of modifications of the electrical behavior of the atmosphere that might influence the activities of individuals through interaction with what is called alpha activity of the brain. Did y'all hear that? I'm going to read it one more time. Listen really carefully. This is crazy important. The modifications of the electrical behavior of the atmosphere, the electrical, okay, in science class, did y'all ever take something in like a ball, a balloon, and you see the electron, what do you call that, you see the static, right? And you see that you can see the it's electrically charged atmosphere, right? And they can do that. The electrical behavior of the atmosphere can influence the activities of your brain, the alpha activity of your brain. So this is what they said. I mean, this is 70 years ago. This is not science fiction. This is not pretend. This is really, really what's happening. And our government is not the only exclusive source of funding for these programs. The fossil fuel industry has taken the seat at the geoengineering table. ExxonMobil, Shell, and BP have lobbied for solar radiation modification as a convenient energy solution to climate change, one that allows them to continue heavy emissions operations without regulatory consequence. These companies, scientists, are publishing academic papers, funding think tanks, and shaping narratives that normalize geoengineering. Also, the Simons Foundation, the Alfred Sloan Foundation, Bill Gates Fund for Innovative Climate and Emerging Energy Research. This is what they constantly do. They're constantly saying climate change, climate change, climate change, so that they can fund all these things. And really, they look like they're, we're helping the world, we're saving the environment, when they're doing everything the opposite. Think opposite. And they're actually preventing themselves from having to have all these expenses. So they're saving a ton of money on these because of these emissions. All right. And so they funnel millions in academic institutions where the work proceeds without public engagement or informed consent. Nope. We're not privy to any of these things. And that's why, again, I appreciate so much this whistleblower and Nicole Shanahan for blowing the whistle on all this. It's alarming. The person in charge of dispersing funds is David Keith, one of geoengineering's most vocal champions. Here he is, a vocal champion. This is great. He says he's appeared on national TV. He advocates for expanding these technologies. Okay, this guy right here. Oh, we need to. And I think this is the same. Sorry about that. A little bit loud. But I think that this is the same guy that someone asked in a congressional hearing, have you ever considered the effect on humans? And he was like, oh, we really hadn't even looked into that. Right. Okay, so check out what he has to say here on this show.
We spray sulfuric acid in the stratosphere 20 kilometers over our head and use that to stop the planet warming up in a tech fix.
You can spray something into the atmosphere to
pollution into the atmosphere to stop it warming.
How do you do this?
You start with a fleet of modified business jets and say 20,000 tons of sulfuric acid into the stratosphere every year. Uh-huh. And each year you have to put a little more. Mm-hmm. And this doesn't, in the long run, mean that you can forget about cutting emissions. We will need to rein in.
No, we'll get to it eventually. But in the meantime, we're shrouding the earth in sulfuric acid.
So people are terrified about talking about this because they're scared that it will prevent us cutting emissions.
Right, and also that it's sulfuric acid.
We put 50 million tons of sulfuric acid in the air now as pollution, and it kills a million people a year worldwide.
Okay, but it'll be better if we put more in.
We're talking about 1% of that.
1% more, we're just killing 10,000 more people.
You can do math.
What happens to the sulfuric acid after it's sprayed? Does it just stay up there?
No, it rains down, but it's a tiny addition to what we're already doing.
Is there any possible way this could come back to bite us in the end?
It actually turns out to be an old idea. This was known since President Johnson.
You ever look at those planes up there? They have contrails behind them? Maybe all those planes are the contrails. Maybe they're actually spraying chemicals into the atmosphere right now, and Uncle Sam isn't telling us.
Seems extremely unlikely.
The United States is not telling something to its citizens? That seems extremely likely to me. Read the newspaper.
There you go. How about that one? Okay, I'm gonna put that, see if I can get this link. Actually, it's just in this whole article, so there's not really a separate link for this one. How about that? He just went on TV and told the world. How about that? What do y'all think about that? Yeah. Sulfuric acid rain. And he even admitted, this guy actually admitted on live TV that how the people who were being killed from it. Yeah. Yeah. So this is, this is real. Then officials neglect the public health risks. Hello, of course they do, because they actually want this. This is what they want. Okay, newsflash, you guys already know this, but they have sided with the enemy to do these things. This is what their goal, the people who worship demons, they have a a goal to destroy humanity, and that's what they want to do. All right, so I want you to see this one. Here's a laser weapon that was from a satellite. Imagine this from a satellite in space. Check this out.
Damage from a satellite in space. Let's say on a small island in the Pacific.
How do you like that? That's like that little Saturday morning, the Lost in Space episode. This is the technology. We need to be aware of it so that we can push back and expose this to people and say, look, this is what these mad scientists are doing to humanity, whether it's in Lahaina or in California. This is what they're doing, and people don't even realize it, and this is why we have to wake up. So this guy talks about how they actually started this earthquake in Christchurch, New Zealand. Was it New Zealand? Anyway, check this out.
Physically held a key that opened every single door in the facility. I had complete access to every compartment they manufactured.
What are you blowing the whistle on?
That there are technologies at the South Pole Station that people can't even consider that exist on this planet. Directed energy weapon systems is something that people need to get in their vocabulary fast. The Ice Cube neutrino detector is not simply a passive listening device as presented for the science that they're claiming it to do. It also has the capacity to transmit. There are embedded in the ice what are called digital optical modules, DOMs. They're about the size of a basketball. The array embedded in the ice is 1 kilometer by 1 kilometer by 1 kilometer. It is the world's largest telescope. And now, because we have proven that it can transmit, it's the world's largest directed energy weapon system. It is responsible for the earthquakes in Christchurch, New Zealand. I physically held a key that opened.
Okay. Hey, so here, there's another whistleblower. Thankfully, these people are coming forward and telling what's been going on. So this is not science fiction. Okay, so I think this is almost the end of the. Okay, all right. So now, yeah, this is almost the end of it. So there's just a little tiny bit left. So, and this is talking about the effects on our health. Serious concerns about human exposure to this aluminum, barium, strontium compounds. These substances, when inhaled, ingested, and absorbed, have been linked to a range of neurological, respiratory, and cardiovascular conditions. In 2020, the review of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease found that chronic aluminum exposure correlates with Alzheimer's-type dementia. This is why I do this detox every day, because I can't control what they're spraying on us. But to remove the heavy metals, that's why I do this $5 detox. Pointing out, and it is a little more expensive each month, but literally it's, you know, I don't know what else to do. Anyway, so pointing out risks of atmospheric dispersants leaching into the human body. Whether you are in the rain or whether you're breathing it in, it's getting into your body. Other peer-reviewed research has associated aerosol pollution with rising asthma rates. Hello. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. Hello. And even endocrine disruption. Hello. Of course. How many people, almost everybody has asthma. So many people have COPD. So many people have endocrine disruption, as in causing all kinds of hormonal problems. Yet these risks go largely unaddressed. The EPA has not conducted any long-term toxicological studies on atmospheric dispersants used in climate intervention. Neither have state health departments, because if you acknowledge the risk, you have to accept the liability. That's why they're not allowed to say anything. And that's why I'm shocked that this guy was saying something on the TV, on that show. But he's likely, I think that the guy is, you know, thinking he's Mr. Know-it-all, he's Mr. Wonderful, helping out the world. He's thinking this is beneficial to the world. He doesn't realize the damaging effects, because he would not be so open to speak about it if he didn't realize how much this was damaging the people. So he was really putting it out there. And while this is happening in plain sight, the federal government in nearly every aspect claims ignorance. The whistleblower informed me they had previously sent evidence to the EPA, which dismissed it as nothing more than persistent contrails. I've heard that. How many times have we heard that? Over and over and over and over. This is where our role is. We have to, for President Trump to come out and be able to say these things, it has to be where we are screaming about it. It has to be where it's clearly across the board, across the social media. The reason that many lawmakers are funded by utilities and water organizations, authorities, that stand to benefit from cloud seeding and other types of weather modification. That you follow the money. That's where they're getting their money. They're not going to say anything about their people where they're getting the money from. The approval process for these operations is just as reckless. NOAA requires only a single-page form, 17-4, for anyone to begin modifying the atmosphere. No long-term environmental impact studies, no chemical safety requirements, no business license, no public comment. The form reads like something from a bygone era, simple, outdated, and completely inadequate given the scale of what's being proposed. And yet, there's the one only thing that's standing between a private operator and the right to manipulate our weather. In the Southwest, while the whistleblower now where the whistleblower now resides, the process is equally lax. Their state's water resources department manages applications for weather modification and even assists applicants in filling out the paperwork. When the whistleblower submitted a FOIA request asking for all applicants related to geoengineering, the department claimed that they had none, even though public records show that some do exist. So this is what is happening from these water resources departments. They're helping them to do all this. The entire ecosystem operates in coordinated silence. The lobbyists, the agencies, the labs, the foundations, all this. They're in cahoots. Why isn't Congress talking about this? Why are most media outlets labeling it as a conspiracy theory? Typical, that's what they always do. Why do federal agencies and regulators continue to deny the undeniable? We follow the money. We see where the grants are going. We know the programs exist. We trace the money. Why the silence? The answer, I believe, is the fear of backlash that would follow public acknowledgement, the fear of legal liability, and the fear of losing control over the most powerful tools of environmental and geophysical manipulation in all of history, the ability to control our weather. This is going to have to be resolved, though. So the changing the climate on geoengineering. Right? And that's where we speak out the truth. We share the truth, okay? For our soil, our water, our skies, our air, everything. So what she's saying, this is the call to action. President Trump needs to do an executive order. Well, in my opinion, he's already done that. That did not, the executive order did not solve it, right? And we need a congressional inquiry. I wouldn't have a problem with a congressional inquiry where people, if this exposes this to the light of day. I think that would be fine. But these congressional inquiries have proven worthless, really, as far as doing anything meaningful on setting the laws. The problem is this is being done, in again, my opinion. Yes, they're using our government, but I believe this is the levers are being pulled by the person behind the curtain, which is the New World Order, right? The people at the top. It's above President Trump. Oh, and then we also need a constitutional amendment guaranteeing the right to unaltered weather in America. Okay, and I don't disagree with any of those things, but I don't think that is going to solve it. I think the only thing that's going to solve it, you tell me what you think, guys. What do you think is going to solve this? The only thing I can think of that's going to solve it is arresting these people. The ones who believe that they're above the law. They're, you know, that they don't have to obey the law in our country. So, I mean, if they were going to obey the law, they could obey the executive order that President Trump put out. But they're not doing it. Okay, they found a way to skirt around it. So, again, this is what we're going to continue to push and push and push until these people are removed from our government. And from the face of the earth. Okay, all right, so that was that. Okay, you saw that one. All right, don't forget, hit the like button, everybody. Don't forget, hit the like button and make sure you're subscribed, and always make sure to share. Okay, now this was Nicole Shanahan's. I shared the link so you guys have that. Okay, so let's see. Now, I'm going to show you what the Bible says about this, what I believe it's really talking about in the Bible about these things. So look at Revelation chapter 6. Look at this. This is Revelation 6 where it says, where it's unsealing. And it's really the seals are where it's unsealing the truth. These things have been going on. The angels are not doing these things, obviously, to us. It's that they're unsealing what has been going on. This sixth seal was opened, and there was a great earthquake. Of course, an earthquake. Of course, it's going to have some kind of geological event when you open this seal, because this seal is about highly about the things that they're doing to damage our world. The sun became as dark as sackcloth made of hair, right? Yesterday, I literally looked up at the sun, and it was just had this gigantic haze. You could look straight at the sun, it didn't even bother you because it's like, it's just this big old haze in front of it. You knew the sun was behind there. It wasn't like it was behind a cloud. You could see the sun, but it was just chock full of haze. And the whole moon became as blood. Now, we've seen, I think that has two meanings. One is the blood moons, which we've seen many of those, like that God has put in the heavens. It's a flashing red light that this is the end of it for them. They better come out of this because judgment's about to fall. The other thing is, have you seen the moon? When it first, they call it the moon rise. Do that tonight. If you have a fairly clear night, if it's not raining, you can see when the moon comes up, it's red. It's red, orangey red, because it's coming through this haze of sulfuric acid. It's coming through this filth that we are swimming in. We're breathing in constantly. We can't get away from it. That's why we've got to detox to get this to tinkle out. The stars of the sky fell to the earth like a fig tree dropping its unripe figs when it's shaken by a great wind. I think that's really talking more about these celebrities and the stars that like, oh, we're above all of you. They've been doing all this. Well, and also just I think it's clearly also talking about the effect that they've had on our environment. It's damaged our the stars don't shine like they used to. The sky was removed like a scroll when it's rolled up. I think that's talking about, I really do think that's a picture of chemtrails. You're like, what are you talking about here, John? He says the sky was like a scroll. Have you seen a scroll, right? It's rolled up like a big tube, right? And so that's what it looks like when they do the chemtrails. He's looking at this, and the only way he could describe it, he says the sky looked like it had scrolls that are rolled up. Right? The sky was removed looked like a scroll when it's rolled up. That's what he was trying to describe and expose right here. I truly do believe in Revelation chapter 6. All right. So I want you to see that and also look at this passage right here in Joel chapter 2. Joel told us very similar things. He says the earth quakes before them. This is about the army of the Lord that awakens. And that's us. We're fighting against them. Okay. It says here that the earth quakes before them, the heavens tremble, and the sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining because they've done all this to our atmosphere. So they were talking about this. I go into all of this in the book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. It's actually been translated into these other versions, Spanish, Dutch, and German. But here, this one right here, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. It's got 3,600 reviews almost. So go over and give a review if you've read the book. You can also get it in paperback, but you can get it for $2.99 on Kindle. And you can go on my website, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live, L-I-V-E, or Melissa Red Pill, right here. And you can listen to the audiobook of it. Okay, so that's where I go into really explaining that. And also the book of Joel, I decode Joel in Major Clues for Minor Prophets. Joel was one of the minor prophets. And they all told us about this day that we were going to wake up and we're going to cast these people out. This is the end of it. All right. So the next thing, and super quick, we're going to talk a little bit, as I promised, we're going to talk real quick about Epstein. So what is going on with Epstein? Because President Trump, first of all, okay, I got to be honest, I adore him. Don't ever misunderstand me. I love him. I trust him. I adore him. I am so thankful for him. I believe he's the chosen of the Lord, all these things. But he was kind of rude the other day when he says, what do you mean? Why are you bringing up Epstein? Why are you doing that? In my opinion, what he's doing is to really get everybody's dander up. He needs us to get loud. And even this post today, he's talking about, why are you not supporting Pam Bondi because she's really working hard and they're so great and they created the Epstein files. He's very interesting. He's talking about Comey and Brennan and all these created these Epstein files, just like the fake Hillary dossier. I don't believe that. None of us believe that, because if that were the case, then why is all the testimony from Giuffre, right? Why is Ghislaine Maxwell in prison? Why is Epstein dead, right? Why is Alan Dershowitz saying that he saw these files? It makes it look like he doesn't know what he's talking about. And so it gets everyone hair on fire on both the right and the left and the middle. Everybody's upset about this. And that's what he needs. He needs, in my opinion, he's trying to get, with all the things that he's doing, he's trying to get everyone's dander up. And so just keep sharing and keep sharing and keep sharing. Okay, so I've got some things that I want you to see that I posted today. This was yesterday, I think. Oops, I killed myself for no reason. I was innocent. Okay, so the question is he really dead? There's a lot of people who think that he likely is not. Check this out. Did you know this? He signed a will 2 days before his death on August 10th, 2019, transferring his estate, valued at approximately $577 million, into this trust called 1953 Trust. Contrary to some claims, this did not directly bequeath the money to his brother, Mark Epstein. The will named two longtime attorneys, Darren Indike, whatever his name is, Indike, and Richard Kahn, interesting, Kahn, as executors, and the trustees, the trust beneficiaries were not publicly disclosed. The trust beneficiaries were not publicly disclosed. Mark Epstein was noted as the person who would have inherited the estate if no will had been created, but the trust structure meant he did not directly receive the funds. Posts on X and some reports have inaccurately suggested Mark received $577 million directly, but court documents clarify the assets went into the trust and not to the brother, Mark, personally. Untangling the estate has been complex due to ongoing lawsuits and settlements with Epstein's victims, which have reduced the estate's value significantly. Okay, so supposedly Giuffre got some money from this estate. And, you know, but I think that they don't mind giving out some money, because if that muddies the water, this is under seal because these are all these lawsuits and we can't expose all this, and blah, blah, blah. He could be gone. If you remember, the ear didn't look like his ear, didn't look like his nose, all these things. Why are they putting out this picture of this person? It doesn't even look like him, that they're saying that he's dead. Why are they having him even uncovered? That's not normal. When someone's dead, they don't have him uncovered, right? The whole thing was fishy at the time. And they put out this video the other day. Bonnie put out this video. I just did a video the other day about the missing minute. And I said that I don't believe this is a fumble. I believe this is genius. And it's exposing this. And I, you know, the only conclusion I can draw is that Bondi is in on it. And a lot of this mayhem that we're seeing between Bondi and Cash and even Bongino, I don't know to what extent they are all privy to, but the point is there's a lot that is really getting the firestorm up about these things. And President Trump knows this. He is wanting to destroy these evildoers more than you and I. And it's not just about, he says, it's just about Epstein and he's dead and what do you care? It's not just about Epstein, and everybody knows that. There's this list of people that have done these evil things, and we're not going to stand for it. We will not stop until justice is brought to bear on these people who've done these evil things. That's why we're in this battle to begin with. That we're not going to live in a world anymore now that we know that there are pedophiles that have run the country, and they are, you know, they've blackmailed people who've run the country. This whole list was about blackmailing and controlling all these people in these top positions, whether it's judges or congressmen or CEOs or whatever. We all know that now, and we're not going to stop until it does. And then you see here our wonderful Tucker Carlson, and I just wonder how much he's in on all this, how much he's acting and how much he's, I don't know. We don't know. Either way, I appreciate him sharing the truth at this Turning Point USA event this past weekend. Check this out.
Is that the DOJ...
That's not loud enough. Let me make it a little bit louder.
...didn't release lots of incriminating sex videos with Epstein and his billionaire pals because they don't have them. They don't have them because when the original search warrant was served, 2007, I think, possibly 2006, I think 7, it was basically designed to protect Epstein. The search warrant was written in such a way to make sure that the feds never got their hands on the actually incriminating evidence. It's another way of saying... The cover-up has been going on since 2007, almost 20 years. And so the real question is not, was Jeffrey Epstein a weirdo who was abusing girls? Yes, we can answer that. The real question is, why was he doing this, on whose behalf, and where did the money come from? And those are the questions that need to be answered. And I think it's entirely fair to ask them. And it's not adequate to say anyone who asked them is somehow desecrating the memory of little girls who died in Texas. I'm not going to put up with that answer. I don't care who gives that answer. That is not acceptable. And I think the real answer is Jeffrey Epstein was working on behalf of intel services, probably not American. And we have every right to ask, on whose behalf was he working? How does a guy go from being a math teacher at the Dalton School in the late 70s with no college degree to having multiple airplanes, a private island, and the largest residential house in Manhattan? Where did all the money come from? And no one has ever gotten to the bottom of that because no one has ever tried. And moreover, it's extremely obvious to anyone who watches that this guy had direct connections to a foreign government. Now, no one's allowed to say that that foreign government is Israel because we have been somehow cowed into...
Do you hear all the carrying on, all the claps from that? People are awake now to Israel. And this is surprising because this is a Charlie Kirk event. I was really surprised that he's coming out with this at this Charlie Kirk event. I thought, is he going to get in trouble with Charlie Kirk? But I'm going to show you the Charlie Kirk post, what he said also, and you're going to flip out. I shared this on social media, but just in case you didn't see it. But this, of course, how did Epstein have all this money? How did he come up with all this money? And who is he controlled by? And who's paying him all this money to get all this dirt on these people?
Thinking that that's naughty. There is nothing wrong with saying that. There is nothing hateful about saying that. There's nothing anti-Semitic about saying that. There's nothing even anti-Israel about saying that.
Yes, thank you so much. Oh, that was awesome. That was awesome. So definitely get that link that shared. Actually, here, I'll post the
and
one on
the
X.
Truth for whatever it's worth.
Sorry. All right, so I'm going to post this one right here into the chat so you can see what I've got. The puppy's waking up. So here is the link, the Tucker one. I'm going to put this in the chat. Tucker exposes Mossad. The last one I'm going to show you super quick is this one right here. This is the one with Megyn Kelly and Tucker Charlie Kirk talking about this. Hold on, because this is we got puppies issues right now. Hang on, real quick. I'm going to play this real quick.
In this. I wouldn't be surprised one bit. I am convinced, based on my own sources and my own reporting on this story, he wasn't one of ours.
So he was an American, which leads basically three options: MI6, Saudi, or Mossad.
Yep.
Which one would you choose?
I guess Mossad, given his connection to Ghislaine Maxwell.
So what does that mean?
Well, I mean, it's possible that that's the reason everything's getting buried, that there is some treasure trove. And it's getting buried because...
How many people here believe that? Raise your hand. Okay, I'd say about half the hands think that it's being buried because of an Israeli thing.
It could be. I really don't know.
And I have no evidence to suggest that.
No, me neither. I did think it was very odd how... Look, half of you raised your hands because you've heard that theory. You've heard it debated. You have questions. But the one time Pam Bondi was asked a question about this at the cabinet meeting on Monday, she was like, and as for whether he was an agent, that I don't know. I haven't looked into that. I'll get back to you. You haven't looked into it? What do you mean? So that was kind of a fishy answer.
And Megan, remember Alexander Acosta in 2007, he said he was told to treat Epstein carefully because he was an intel asset. That was one of Trump's cabinet secretaries who was literally a U.S. attorney 3 hours from here in Florida. He said that himself.
Well, and let me tell you the consequences of that. His subpoena, his search warrant on Jeffrey Epstein's residence was very narrow. It was not the kind of like, let's get everything. Let's see everything inside this guy's, you know, dressers and so on. It was very, very narrowly tailored. And to this day, that's what the FBI is stuck with. So it really is possible that Dan and Cash got in there and, you know, in like a Geraldo and Al Capone's vault situation, opened it up and we're like, oh my gosh, there's nothing in here. Like, we did not find the magic documents or photos or evidence of anything. And why not? I don't know we'll ever know why not. I'm not sure we'll ever know, but...
Okay. We will know why not, Megan. We will know. We will get to the bottom of this. And the bottom line that I wanted to bring out is that I'm just so glad that Charlie Kirk and brought, because he's been supporting Israel. It appears that they could do no wrong. But obviously we always need to differentiate the people of Israel from the Mossad and from the Israeli regime. Like Netanyahu, okay? So that, you know, it's so important that we separate that out, and it's so difficult to thread that needle because it's the one thing you try to say, and that you just, they have they will attack you in 10 different ways if you try to say anything about them. And I appreciate that Tucker Carlson is saying there's nothing wrong with saying that Mossad was controlling Epstein. And now they're saying that the same thing. Charlie Kirk and Megyn Kelly were saying the same thing. And we're, you know, this is what they are getting, you know, they know all this, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. All right, so I wanted you to see that, and so I know this took a long time for us to go through this detail, but it was so important, so critical that we really get to really get a great understanding of this right here, this dark MAGA. Super important that we get to the bottom of this geoengineering, and so everyone needs to know that. So please share this video. Make sure that you share, what we're doing here on our channel, as far as knowing this is biblical, because no matter what's going on, you understand that the big picture is this is the day that's the end times for them. As I always say, it's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. This is what is happening. And this is a very biblical. This is the minor prophets told us exactly what was happening. If you're new here, we get together every Saturday morning and we do a study on these so that we really do deep dives into what the Bible says about what we're experiencing in this day. So here is this passage right here, these books right here, the major clues. We're doing the major clues for minor prophet study right now. You can get this book right here and do the homework. Don't forget, I will get together next Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. Central. And then we're getting together every Sunday morning to do a kind of a weekly summary of what has happened in the week. Today we did a little more of a deep dive into this Maha, into the geoengineering, obviously. But the other thing is to go and check out on Tuesday, we're going to get together and do, we always do at 6 o'clock, we do more, I have special guests and that type of thing. So that's what we do. If you go on to my Melissa Red Pill account, you will see, wow, that was a big, you didn't hear that? That was a big storm, a big lightning. All right, so right here, you'll see the times. If you ever forget, there's the show times right there on my Melissa Red Pill X. So please go ahead and follow. We're starting over from scratch, starting over our X account. So definitely go and help to support our growth there. All right, let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you and we thank you that you have awakened us, that we are part of your army, that we know what's going on so that we can fight. Thank you for our wonderful president, that not one hair on his beautiful head was damaged. His beautiful mane is still very much intact, and he's out here fighting so hard for us. Lord, I thank you that you are going to see us all through and guide us through, and I just pray that you would just use us to help awaken more and more people every day. Just whatever you'd have us to do, Lord, we just ask you to guide each one of us on what you'd have us to post and what you'd have us to research. And we just thank you that this is the great day that you've promised to us, that we're going to enter into the golden age of health and wealth and peace for all of humanity. We are just ready. We're ready to see that day emerge. And until that day happens, just continue to make us your valiant warriors. I thank you for everyone on the Freedom Force Battalion. I pray you to continue to strengthen them and help us not to be muddle-headed with all this stuff they're spraying on us, but help us to detox, help us to be healthy, give us the strength in our bodies and our mental fortitude to fight. And we just praise you and thank you. And we pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I got to go. And I know you do too. Super, super quick. I saw somebody said, oh, that Trump's been taken out because all this stuff that he's talking about, they actually have killed him. They have not. President Trump is alive and well. You cannot duplicate Trump. It's not possible. You cannot. No, you could duplicate a little bit, Biden. You could put a mask on someone. You can't duplicate Trump. There's no duplicating him. He's one of a kind. No doubt about it. And don't forget, go ahead and get your $5 detox today. Get right here, and here's the link right here. It's actually on my freedomforce.live health page. Where did I put that? Freedomforce.live health page. Here's my health page, freedomforce.live. And it's the first link right there is the detox for the heavy metals to stop all this that they're spraying on us. I'll be in the chat for just a half a second more, but I guess we got to go. I think that's it. I love you guys. I appreciate you. I'm so glad that we're here together. And I will talk to you later.